our executive director, UNICEF executive director, Henrietta Fore, landed in Maputo last night. She's visiting children and families in and around Beira today, and she's also supporting our humanitarian response there. She described the scene on the ground as desperate, and she stated that the situation on the ground remains critical. There is no electricity or running water. Hundreds of thousands of children need immediate help. Priority right now for, I'm quoting our executive director, the priority right now is to give children shelter, food, water, and education and protection. And it's true, we are particularly concerned with the access of children and families to clean water, drinking water, because we know that waterborne disease such as diarrhea, such as cholera, but also measles outbreak can be extremely dangerous for children. Many children die from this disease when there is no access to drinking water.
You talk about the health consequences, the longer term health consequences, but how many people are actually still in need of help? Are there people still clinging to roofs?
Yes, there are still search and rescue operations. There are many helicopters which are absolutely critical to rescue people. That's still the top priority. But in terms of people affected, we think that approximately half of the people affected are children. We believe that in Mozambique, approximately 260,000 children are affected. We believe that in Malawi, 460,000 children are affected. That's a high number, but let's not forget that the floods, the rains in Mozambique started at the beginning of the month. And in Zimbabwe, we believe that 250,000 children are affected. That means that children are strongly affected by this cyclone, and we need to provide them with the most efficient response now. That starts with being on safe ground, that starts with having food, and that also continues with access to clean water and protection and education, because now many schools are the ones that are not destroyed, are allowing people to find some shelter. But we acknowledge the importance of limiting as much as possible the disruption of school, of education in such context, because it helps children when they go back to school in an emergency. It helps them to feel some sense of normalcy. So it has a lot of benefit in terms of psychosocial support, and it also provides protection. A child that is going to school is less subject of protection issues.
And how can we help the UN and other international organizations and those on the ground? What can people do?
Well, people in, let's say, in high-income countries, for instance, people can contact their UNICEF, National UNICEF National Committee. These national committees are the best entry point to receive the people's donation and to send this money to the programs on the ground. We have a very performing network at UNICEF that allows people to donate, to help in a very concrete and efficient way.
It's been a week since the disaster happened. How challenging is it still to get an idea of the sheer scale of this disaster?
We are still in the process of assessing. It's very important to assess in order to provide the adequate response. There is no doubt that it's an extremely high-scale disaster. And we had some supplies prepositioned, for instance, in this area. But I must say, everybody has been surprised by the intensity of the cyclone, which has disrupted most of the infrastructures. For instance, in Beira, our UNICEF warehouse was heavily damaged. We had lots of items prepositioned that we cannot use anymore. We lost them. So clearly the access is a main issue now.
And how much exactly at the moment? I know you say it's evolving, but how much money does UNICEF need now?
It's evolving, you're correct. We are asking today $23.3 million to support the response in the three affected countries, Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. This amount is likely to rise because the assessment is taking place, and we might be in a position where we need more resources to implement our programs of assistance for children and families.